Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI services. What can I tell you about our platform today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard of Dasha AI in the voice tech space, but I don't have all the details on your partnerships. Could you share a bit about what makes Dasha AI stand out? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Of course, take your time. I totally get how tech hiccups can happen. When it comes to lead generation and revenue growth, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging enough to convert. Does your AI handle those challenges by making calls feel truly natural?
Tell me more about making calls feel truly natural.
Great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding and speech synthesis to mimic human conversation patterns, pauses, intonation, even small talk. It adapts dynamically to how the person responds, making interactions feel less robotic and more like chatting with a real person. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how that translates into better lead engagement?
I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use this service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. You'd probably see a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Calls that feel genuinely human, boosting your connection rates. Your sales team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, revenue growth would be noticeably smoother and more predictable. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Good point. A steady stream means consistently getting leads who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile, not just random contacts. That's important because it saves time and effort, letting your sales team focus on prospects who are more likely to convert. It's all about quality over quantity, making your growth more efficient and reliable. Make sense?
Tell me more about making growth more efficient and reliable.
Sure thing. Making growth efficient means using AI to automate repetitive tasks like initial outreach, so your team spends less time on busy work and more on closing deals. Reliable growth comes from consistently engaging the right leads with personalized, natural conversations that build trust. Together, this means your business can scale smoothly without sudden drops or wasted effort. Pretty powerful, huh?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead quality, and difficulty maintaining personalized outreach at scale. Does that sound familiar? If so, our AI can help by handling those initial conversations smoothly, freeing your team to focus on closing. What's your biggest hurdle today?
What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth and inconsistent lead quality are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited sales bandwidth often means missed opportunities. Your team can't reach or follow up with every lead. Some potential customers slip through the cracks. Inconsistent lead quality wastes time chasing prospects who aren't a good fit, lowering conversion rates and morale. Together, these issues slow growth and make forecasting tougher. Does that hit close to home?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth and make forecasting tougher?
Absolutely. When your sales team is stretched thin, they can't consistently nurture leads, so fewer deals close, which directly slows revenue growth. Inconsistent lead quality means unpredictable sales cycles. Some months might be great, others not so much, making it hard to forecast revenue accurately. This uncertainty can impact budgeting and strategic planning. Does that help clarify things?